what do you know, young brothers and sisters in those type of environments do? They go to the streets, cause it seems like the streets will give you that easy money, right? Be able to provide. Well, I mean, yeah, it ain't easy, but in the minds of those youth, it's easier than going to work at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we you know, there's you know, certain of us, certain people, you know, we know that it ain't easy, right? And that there's a lot of pain that comes with that, a lot of trauma that comes with that, right? So, you know, I mean, I guess it's all how you look at it, right? You know what I mean? Right? Then we had that Welcome to Jam Rock. Yo, man, my man Damian Marley, you know. Love that song. That song is timeless in my opinion. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, bro. So, what's on your mind, Guilty?
What's on my mind?
What's on your mind, B?
Y'all don't want to know what's on my mind.
We do. The audience wants to know, man. What, yo, call in, man. What you want to know, Guilty? What you do? Yo, Guilty, give him the number, man. They want to know what's on your mind, B.
778-782-2573.
Indeed, man. Indeed.
Yeah, what's on my mind, dog? I don't know what you need to say, man. You know, been dealing with some other stuff this week, you know. I ain't really been up on much, you know. One minute we're going to war, next minute we're not going to war. Next minute, you know, Arnie say this. Oh, he wheeled that back. He didn't really say it. And Arnie's like, I did say it. My stance is the same. Mm. You know, I can't keep up with this.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Back at it again, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right? And, yeah, we'll see what happens here, man. People want Iceland, you know, want Canada too. You know, Alberta wants to separate from Canada, you know.
And, like, and what's the science with that? Like, what's their reasoning for wanting to separate from Canada?
I gets no respect.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
So, you know, what country, so if it becomes its own country, is it trying to become its own country, or is it trying to become a state of America?
I seen it on the news, but it looked like there's a lot of people actually turning up, you know, and talked to another homie earlier this week, and
on that independence, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like how Texas was doing, right? Trying to create its own state, right? Or its own country. Separate itself from... I mean, you know, it's interesting, right? Because we were talking about... Remember, we were on the phone, we were talking about that show, The Handmaid's Tale, right? And it's very similar to that. You know what I mean? In that show, they separate, you know, I think it was Massachusetts and a couple of other states. They separate themselves from America and they became their own countries within, you know, in that country, right? And, you know, I mean, if you haven't seen The Handmaid's Tale, it's a very interesting show. Very interesting show, you know. And you know, the part in that show, you know, it's a very graphic show, so you know what I mean. Like, be if you do watch it, you know, just be, you know, brace yourself, right? But yeah, I mean, the plot is that basically there's a you know, a chemical disaster that happens within America, and it somehow affects the fertility of women, and so there's only a certain amount of women who can still give birth, and they become what they call the handmaid's tales. And a lot of these women end up getting like kidnapped, and these private governments or these private militaries working for this new government, you know, they have like their commanders, they have their wives, and their wives aren't able to, you know, produce, but they get these handmaid's tales basically, in which they use to birth out children, right? And yeah, it's a very graphic thing. But you know, in that show, you know, guess where they all go for, you know, to escape? Canada.
I used to be a place of refuge, probably still is.
You know, yeah.
Canada.
The place of refuge.
Let's hear it for Canada.
Woo! The place of refuge, man. The refuge, man. Refugees here, man. Refuge, you know. I mean, is it much different? I guess we'll find out.
Much different than what?
I mean, the United States.
I guess, right? We used to be cousins until last year.
Until Trump came in.
Hey, we used to be cousins. Now it's like, yo, man, we never needed y'all, man. Yo, man, we crush y'all. And it's like, whoa, slow down. You want Alberta for a reason. You want Canada for a reason, right? And now they're saying, you know, they have, like, you know, government, American governmental people actually looking into the whole Alberta thing now, you know?
Mm.
It's taking some traction, you know?
Crazy, huh? Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. It's crazy to watch the evolution of like even just security amongst you know, America and Canada, right? Like from
security.
Well, just like the, you know, I remember when I was, you know, younger and going to the States, like it wasn't like a no issue, you know what I mean? Like going through the border, at least for me and my family or whatever, it was no issue, right? Now we're talking about facial recognition and, you know, You're in the I mean, sure, you're already in the database, but now you really in that database.
Well, you're gonna know everything where that person is, where that person lives, you know.
Right.
You probably, you know where they are at all times.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, well, you would think crime would go down. You would think. We'll see. We'll see how this all works and plays out, right?
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they're getting Putin's dropping more attacks.
Yeah, shit. I don't even know where they get all the artillery for this. You know, like drone after drone. It's like all these countries got drones. You know, Trump's all they're talking about. We got weapons that you can only think about. You know.
Mm.
And yeah, he's saying, you know, in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Don't add up. Yeah, bro. The weapons that they have, man, like, you know, we don't even know how many, you know, we don't even know to the extent in which kind of weapons they have, right? You know, when we were talking about those sound wave weapons, right? And how that and how they're able to use sound waves to, you know, basically, like, they don't even need bullets no more. Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of the, you know, that's the age we're going into, right? Or that's the age we're already in. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, it's just like so much you know, propaganda, so much things being shown on the television. It's like, you know, really what to actually be able to think that is, you know, what's real. You know what I mean? What's real?
Right. All this AI stuff, you know, you see, you know, some of these police, there's not one AI with the police, and, you know, the New York police is like, they're kind of, you know, speaking off ICE. But then all of a sudden you come to find out that it's just all AI. You know, there's so much AI out there, you don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
There's no emotion with AI.
No emotion seems to be limited.
Like, there's no real connection to it, you know? I mean, if you're connected to music like we are, you're gonna, you know, it's like you ain't gonna feel that, right? And music invokes emotions, right? It invokes emotions, right? Like when you hear Pac, right? It's like that invokes something in you. You know what I mean? When you listen to DMX, that invokes something in you. You listen to KRS, it invokes something in you, right? And so it's like to have, you know, some artificial, sure, you cool, you put Biggie on a New York State of Mind, you know, or vice versa, and you know, maybe the concept is cool, you know, for a remix, but it's like, you know, to really feel what somebody's saying, you have to have that soul in it. Right? You know what I mean? What's a man without a soul? Nation without a voice. You know what I mean?
You see, you're the same. If you weren't there, you had a choice.
You know what I'm saying?
People always like to mix it up. And
cause noise.
Envy was the ploy. You already started.
Office boys.
Envy is the crown upon my
forehead. Eyes red. Belly to get fed.
Scriptures in the scroll.
Ever know what's said? Kings to kings on that ledge, we made a pledge.
Yeah, that's what it is, brother. You know what I mean? And how will we ever know what's happening behind closed doors? You know?
Well, we won't, because we ain't got no bugs in there.
People like to say they know, and you know, nowadays, bro, I don't even listen, man. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And, you know, North America, all the world seems to be down. State of images, right?
Mm.
And getting into people's psyche, you know?
Mm.
And, trying to invoke spirits.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you gotta be aware of the conscious of these things, you know? And then, like, you try to discuss with me earlier that that's a big case of conversation about how countries are doing that thing with TikTok.
Yep. Yep.
Wild out here.
But what's Vancouver saying? How my people doing? You know, I like to shout out my boy Bubs, you know what I mean? Coming through with that wild, wild. You know, I'm telling you, man, we got some surprises coming, you know, in the future here. You know, this little one order thing, just to black, you know. I see Cahill doing his thing out there, you know, he had a recovery show this Saturday gone. It looked really good. You know, very successful and stuff like that. You know, like to shout out Cahill, you know.
Handsome Hill!
Doing his thing, you know what I mean?
Handsome Hill!
Right. You know, like to shout out the whole FPP squad, you know what I'm saying? All the boys still doing their thing, you know, keeping the grill out there, you know what I'm saying?
Booyaka shot!
For sure, 100%, 100%, you know? KC doing his thing out here, you know, like you said, we had Jay on, you know? Go check out that J-Kin, you know what I mean? J-A-Y-K-I-N, you know?
Indeed.
Go check that out, you know, you got some fire out there right now.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, J-Kin, man, that Kin album, definitely produced by, what's my man, Sida from Japan. Yeah, man, that album is real dope, man. I like that, you know what I mean? And it's good, man. It's good, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, that was a good one. Most definitely, bro, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, there's a, you know, and that's the thing, right? Like, you know, it's just like kind of going back to the you know, the TikTok thing, right? It's like, it's crazy because there's a lot of, you know, there seems to be a lot of artists that, you know, even come up off of TikTok and whatnot, right? And you know, like I said, we don't know what these meta companies are using or doing in order to really have their users so engaged to the point where it's like drugs, you know what I mean? Like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I mean, I'm sure there's so many other...
All social media is definitely a weapon. Some people say it's a weapon. It's definitely a tool, you know, of control, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter nationality, race, creed. You're going to see somebody holding that phone, you know? Even if they're sitting down waiting for a doctor's appointment, you know, or whatever, you know? They got their phone in their hand, right?
True indeed.
It doesn't matter which necessity, right? You know, it doesn't matter, you know? And, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm glad they need some regulation, though. It most definitely does, you know? When you're spending 6-7 hours. And I've been there, you know what I mean? But I learned. You know what I mean? If you have nothing to do and stuff like that, or you're injured or you're laid up or whatever, you know, and you're just on there, and yeah, sometimes it can consume your mind, right? It can take you to a place that you do not need to be, right? It can, you know, create illusions, right? Remember how we were talking about, you know, what point, right? You think, you know, these companies have something behind it, right? And how, you know, they put the dopamine in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm kind of like on that Chuck D thing where it's like, it's the image. Once you see that image and they really win from the image, now whatever comes after that image, they kind of mold your mind, man. And I see how it's easy to mold a young kid's mind, man.
Most definitely.
I mean, all the ones too. You know what I mean? It's not just the young ones, bro. It's a different technology.
Well, it's easy to mold the young minds because, you know, they understand the brain frequencies that you know, younger people are at, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing with, like, you know, from the ages of like 2 to like, you know, 15, you know what I'm saying? It's like most children, if not all children, are still in the alpha state brainwave, which is the most impressionable state, you know what I'm saying? And so, of course, when you're in the out, like, even when you wake up, right? Like, the first thing you do, if you wake up and the first thing you look at is your phone and you're on social media, that be like a habit formulates within your mind. And so now every day you wake up and you're like, you go straight to your phone instead of being like, yo, I'm gonna wake up, let me just breathe, let me do some meditation, whatever. And you don't have to do meditation if you're not into meditation, right? But, you know, grabbing the phone, you know, the, you know, dealing with the light on the cell phone, and how that it affects your brain as you're in the alpha state, like, this is what we're talking about, right? And there's, you know, yeah, there's a science to, you know, the way that this device directly affects the dopamine in your brain, right? And so it is, it's like, it's a drug. It's like if you use drugs, you know what I'm saying? Like stimulants, it's like an overload of dopamine in your brain, right? When you smoke cigarettes, it's the same thing, right? So there is a technology, and I agree that there's an image, and I agree that there's also something behind that image that, you know, is creating this addictive addictive aspect to a person, right? Because a person may not even necessarily have an addictive personality, but you may get addicted based on the repetition of doing this over and over again, right? And that's how really things form, right? Is a repetition, right? So yeah, you know, there should be regulations, right? Especially with the AI, you know what I mean? But they gonna run that until it's, you know, until it gets really bad, right? And then they'll come up with the they're gonna do the damage with the AI first, especially with the AI, and then they're gonna bring in some regulations. That's how I see it, you know what I mean? I could be wrong, right? But we'll see, right? That's usually how they do it, right? They run, you know what I mean? They create the problem, right? Watch people go up in an uproar, and then they bring the solution. That's called the Orwellian state. I learned that from David Icke many years ago, right? And you see it all throughout, you know, history, right? Create the problem, you know, bring in, let them go, chaos, and then bring in the solution, right?
Chaos.
Yeah, man. You know, so, I mean, yeah, man, Australia's doing it. You know, if Australia's doing it, then I'm sure England's gonna do it, because that's, you know, colonies, right? They're putting an age limit on social media.
Okay. Well, yeah, I see.
And putting an age limit, right? And they're striving to, I guess, these policy setters and whatever, they're striving to get these companies to, you know, only make a certain, like, a, you know, content for teenagers, you know what I mean? But here's the thing, man, it's like, you know, we're dealing with youth that are very smart and intelligent when it comes to technology, so there's always gonna be a way for them to find, you know what I mean, there's always gonna be a way for them to get around it, right? I mean, yo, if it says must be 16, you know, must be 16 and up, all you gotta do is click I'm 16 and up, right? So because how are you gonna actually know that person's 16, right? If they're 12, you know, how are you actually gonna know? It's like, okay, that policy, like, yeah, man, you're just making it look like you're gonna do something about it. But how are you gonna really stop? How are you gonna stop a kid from doing that? You know what I mean? How are you gonna do that?
Is AI gonna police it?
Fuck. Frick. Well, I see that happening. Bezos, man, come on, man. That's gonna happen. They've been had the robots already in certain Amazon places.
Yeah, but I'm talking about.
They're taking over. I told Guilty. He don't believe it, man. They're taking over, man. Skynet.
Jammer.
Oh, man, they're coming, man. They're coming, man. They're coming, man.
Hey, man, yo, these things break down too, right? So you better have your handyman on deck, man. You better have your electrician, right? You know, because these things do break down, man. They, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great when it's running great, but when it's broken down, you know, or you need those parts in order to make it work, what happens then, man?
Yeah, I mean, if they're breaking down in large quantities, I mean, yeah, that's gonna be an issue, right? But just like if a worker's sick and he don't show up, you got other employees, right?
Yeah, I mean that's with a manual system where you know, if you just have enough robots, you know, then you down.
Yeah, because they're not gonna. From a business owner's perspective, right? If you're gonna bring in, you know, robots to replace humans, right? you're going to have to, you know, you would think that you're going to have a serious fleet of robots because, yeah, they're going to, they, you know, you're looking at the pros and cons of it. You got to take in mind, yeah, these things break down. So what are we going to do with that, right? You know, and are they going to have, you know, when it comes to repairing, is it a human thing that repairs it or is it AI that repairs it, right? Because a lot of these robots are, they're what they're saying, you know, is that they're moving to an AI technology, you know, AI can like literally, you know, fix these things, right? So what's going to happen, right? How are they going to do that? I mean, you know, I'm a, you know, like I said, man, I'm a firm subscriber to like a lot of things that we see in movies to train your mind to get ready for that, which is coming, bro. And yeah, there's quite a few things that, you know, we've seen in movies that are that have come true, right? So it's like, yeah, you know, but I mean, as far as the average, like the consumer of music goes, I mean, how many people actually enjoy a real person, and how many are just like, you know what I mean? Like, ass, whatever, you know? I just wanted to hear a good tune. And how many people can actually tell? You know what I mean? How many people can actually tell? How many people can watch a YouTube video and be like, yo, that's a real video? You know what I mean? As opposed to, no, that's AI. Right? How many of you can pick up on the clip, the clipping that goes on in these AI videos? You know, I noticed that a lot. It's like there's like a clipping in the, it clips, and it's like, oh, okay, that's AI. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like it glitches,
but it also sounds like it's moving to the next scene, basically. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I won't be seeing with the dark brown and gray stuff. That was pretty.
I didn't see that one.
I sent it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like when they were in like the old jazz bar or whatever, and they all dressed up in their, you know, tuxedos. Pretty wild, man. I gotta say, I've seen it.
Isn't that a real video though? Isn't that concept? I swear I've seen that concept with them.
Concept, but I know this had to be an AI. Hmm. Yeah. This wasn't like, you can tell it was AI, you know?
Was it them when they were younger or nowadays?
Nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nowadays.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. I see some pretty stuff. It's like how they have Trump saying a whole bunch of stuff. They have all different, you know, like brothers who said some stuff on all these different shows and stuff like that, you know? Now they have Trump, right? Trump's face or whatever, sitting down there and saying with the, you know, the audio from the other person, right? And
yeah, yeah.
It's like how they do with Tekashi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's wild, man, you know? This technology is pretty crazy, I gotta say it.
And I think, you know, I mean, you can use the AI, you know, artistically, I think, for, you know, visuals. I think that's cool. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of things that can be done. But when it comes, I mean, I get it's very subjective because, you know, we're artists, you know what I'm saying? And look, I know authors that be like, no, man, you can't use AI to write a book. You know what I'm saying? That's against the thing.
Does that go against everything right there?
Pardon?
Does that go against the unspoken?
That's what I mean. Right? But people do it, right? People are making books and just using chat to write them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You give the chat the prompts and they just write it, right? Mm. So that goes against, yeah, like for the writer, the author, it's like, man, that goes against our code, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, however you want to look at it, it's like, yeah, man, either way, you know, it's like, you know, somewhere out there in the universe, AI is taking somebody's fucking job. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. Well, it's definitely going down, baby. And, you know, 1:00 to 6:00 blitz, man. Call in. Tell us what you think about all the things that we just talked about, man. What's the number, Guilty?
778-782-2573. One more time. 778-782-2573.
Yeah, man, we wanna build with you, you know, the listener, man. You know what I mean? We wanna hear what you got, and let's have a call.